This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Stephen Christian, lead singer of Anne Boleyn, he joins us on the line. What a pleasure. How are you?
Very good. Very, very good. I'm sitting here in my home in Nashville, Tennessee. I've kind of been listening through music because we're going to be doing some cover songs and some old songs of ours in Australia. So I literally have been listening to all our old music for like hours. I don't remember any of them. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
What's the last song you just heard?
Dance, Dance, Krista Paskin. It was on our second record. It was the last song on our record. So I literally have no idea. I keep singing like the second verse, the third verse, and whatever. I'll figure it out. I've got 2 weeks, so I'll figure it out.
Very cool. I must say the excitement level has gone up a bit about Evening with Anne Boleyn when you guys head to Australia late this month. But you're performing on the first day of September here in Sydney. And there's been lots of talk surrounding your tour. You're going to be mixing it up a bit. As you mentioned, they're doing a few covers. What else can you tell us about that?
Oh, I don't know what else I can tell you about it.
Is it all secret?
A couple secrets. We got some guest vocalists, and we got just a whole acoustic. So a little bit of the set's going to go out for like acoustic guitars, and it's going to be question and answers. It's going to be an evening with, and that's the first time we've ever done that is on in Australia. So we're pretty freaking excited about it.
Oh, fantastic! You guys have been to Australia a few times. Do you dare give us a report card? What have you liked and disliked about Australia?
Oh, I love Australia. It is just phenomenal. My favorite part of it is just how accepting everybody is, like, to Anne Boleyn. We went there, I don't know what it was, but the first time we got there, people were just absolutely ecstatic to see us. We were like, how do you even know? We're like, literally halfway around the world from you guys. And it was awesome because just... like, we've been back 7 times.
Wow.
To Australia in an 8-year career. And the fact is, we originally started in Orlando, Florida. And the crazy thing is, we have played Sydney more than we have played Orlando, Florida.
Really? Whoa.
Yes, no joke.
Well, your second home.
Beginning of Anne Boleyn, we never, ever played Florida. For whatever reason, all our tours took us outside. And then suddenly we find ourselves in Australia and we're playing. You know, we've obviously played Sydney's like 7 times, and I think Orlando only 5 times. So
wow.
It's pretty incredible, man. I feel so honored because every time we go back, it just gets better and better and better.
Do you want to mention anything you have disliked? I mean, we're pretty open and honest here in Australia. We're happy to take it.
Oh, what we dislike?
Yeah.
Australia? Okay, I do. I have some beef.
No, oh.
Speaking of beef, I'm a little disappointed in the food. You know, if you go to Mexico, the traditional food is Mexican. You have burritos and enchiladas. You go to France, and then you have cafe and pastry.
Mm.
And we go to Australia, and there's really no, like, traditional cultural food.
Mm. Yeah, I see your beef with us.
Work on that.
I think we've just kind of put everything in a blender. That's how we work.
That is true. That's very true. I can see that. Well, it's funny because we found an Indian restaurant in Australia that we all really love, and it's ironic that the best Indian place in the world is in Australia.
Oh, that's cool. Now, Stephen, I wanted to ask you about your name meaning, but I'm not actually going to ask you the question, how did you get your name? Because I understand that over the years, you guys have pretty much joked with everyone who's asked you that and come up with, you know, various different stories. I want to know what your favorite made-up reason for calling the band is, Anne Boleyn.
Oh, my favorite. Okay, so way early on in the band, this is when we first got the idea to just go ahead and, like, no one would even care about the real meaning.
Mm.
So I was doing an interview, and it was an online interview. And so over email, I was like, here's the situation. You know, nobody cares about how we came up with our name. They just, you know, it's just not that cool. And so how about you come up with a cool way? And he was like, all right, I'll come up with a story. So his story was, my grandfather was in Germany and rescued this little dog and brought it into a bomb shelter before the Germans bombed it. And the dog was saved, and it was named Anne Boleyn. And so I heard that story, and I was like, really loved dogs or whatever my dad said at the time. And apparently I love dogs so much I named my band after one, and that was it.
That's beautiful.
Not really beautiful at all. Just the kind of the kind of one of those ones where you're just like, wow, that was bad. People are totally going to know that's made up.
And yet so many people believed you. So there you go. You fooled us all.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. I feel bad after a while. You're just like, wow. I don't know. The real answer is out there. It's just, you know, people will just never know.
I wanted to ask you about the cover art to your latest album, Dark Is a Way, Light Is a Place. You've got a horse falling. It is it's quite an artwork. How did you actually find that?
We found it. There's this amazing country you should kind of go see sometime called Australia.
Oh, really?
In Australia is an amazing artist named Michael Zavros. And we found him online and found this painting, and we all fell in love with it. Like, oh, my gosh. This is the best cover to any CD of all time, we thought. You know, we were just like, this is so great, such beautiful artwork.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, we felt like you feel something from it. And so we got a hold of Michael Zavros, and the rest is history. We, you know, and he was won a lot of awards there in Australia, and he's an up-and-coming artist there, and I don't know, just another way that we are connected with Australia.
Wow, that's a fantastic story. I love that. Actually, I read a quote from you just before that album, Dark Is a Way, Light Is a Place, came out, and you said, I feel like we're on the brink of something, either world domination or destruction, but either way, we're on the brink. So, the album's come out. What brink were you on? I personally think world domination.
Yeah, good question. I think I need about 6 more months with that because, you know, at this current state of, like, the musical meltdown of, you know, the demise of the music industry, I think everyone is on the brink of destruction. So I can't say for me personally, like, Amber Lynn is on their way out, because we're not. You know, we're very excited where we are. But I think that since the whole music business is on the brink of destruction, we can let you know. If we've survived for another year, you'll know it's been success to even have survived this blizzard of a storm of music industry failings.
Wow. Well, we're certainly glad you guys are still around. And I understand you're working on a brand new album. Is that true?
Yeah, we're always writing songs. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, as artists, I think that a lot, I mean, many bands, you know, they never get done writing.
Mm.
So they're constantly writing. And right now we're up to about 40 songs about 40 songs done musically.
Wow.
About 8 songs done lyrics. And we're working really hard, and already excited about the next record. But for now, we're really concentrating on this one. Hopefully, we're going to push another single coming up in about a few weeks here, and we're just really excited about that.
Your last album, you were certainly drawing, well, from what I can hear, a lot of your own life experience in the tracks. This new album, have you done very much the same?
Absolutely. I mean, this was one, you know, I kind of just absorb life around. I mean, I'm kind of a grand observer. So, I mean, it, you know, one song could come from, a radio show that I was listening to, and they were talking about Martin Luther King Jr. So he's a civil rights leader here in the United States who fought against racism. And so I wrote a song called We Owe This to Ourselves. And I read there's a book by a Sun Tzu, a warrior that lived many centuries ago. And he wrote a book called Art of War. And so I wrote about the parallels of war and love and in the song Art of War. And then even very personal things like Down, about, you know, my Christian walk and how I've kind of, you know, how I feel it in some ways and some capacities. I was so much better of a Christian, if that was a word, years ago. And I look back and I'm kind of like, well, would I, you know, I'm kind of summing up my own life. You know, would I be disappointed if I looked at myself as a Christian and seen where I am today, or would I be elated? So that's what the song Down is. And Closer is kind of one of those songs where, you know, you're battling it out with God, and you don't know, you know, who's, you know, where are we, God? Like, well, let's fight, let's talk this out. And so that's what the song Closer is about. So it's multifaceted. You know, it's not just, you know, I don't harbor on love, I don't harbor on relationships, because I don't think life consists of just relationships. I think that's one small microcosm of it, but I think there's more to life than just love.
You obviously draw a lot from, you know, different mediums like books, or, as you said, things that you heard, and poetry as well. Because was it true that the title to your last album was actually from a poem?
Yes, it was actually from a Dylan Thomas poem called "Happy Birthday." Dylan Thomas was
Oh, really?
In the UK in the 30s. Yes. And so the title "Happy Birthday," and in it he was kind of discussing his theology, and he was one questioning, like, you know, what is heaven like? And then, and in there I saw a glimpse of hope, you know, and it was, you know, the title "Dark is the Way, Light is a Place." It's basically, to me, it means, you know, like, we're all going to go through rough moments in our life. We're going to go through moments of, you know, family tragedies, or, you know, losing your job, or, you know, a dissolving relationship, whatever the case might be. And at the end, there's hope. You know, light is the way. Like, there is going to be a way out. And I felt like that was a great summation of the whole record. Like, moments where you kind of feel like, you know, I talk about something negative, but I always try to bring it around in the song to say, you know, to state, hey, listen, there is hope. There is a way out.
I've got a statement, not a question for you, because I have to say, you've got just one of my favorite rock voices. Eddie Vedder holds the top spot, but you're not too far behind. But I...
Oh, thank you.
I am curious, though, have you ever lent your voice to another style of music and thought, hey, that works? Like, have you tried soul or blues and gone, hey, this could work too?
You know what? It's funny enough. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, which is home to country music.
Mm.
And I tried to sing country just as a joke, just trying to sing it. I am the worst country singer of all time.
Really?
I sound so fake. I sound like a, I don't know, it's horrific. I sound like a California Valley girl. Speak some other language. It's like, I don't know. I'm just horrible at country music. I know that. But as far as any other style of music, I don't know. I guess I haven't really tried. My aunt is an opera star. She's an opera singer. She was,
wow.
You know, she's been around the world a few times, but I've never tried my hand at opera. Maybe I should follow her in the ways of and attempt that.
Sounds like it's in the blood. I must say that with your songs, I always wait for that moment when you hit that high note. In fact, probably my favorite cover of yours was your Christmas song, Baby Please Come Home, and you just hit this note and it just takes me to some magical Christmas place, and I love it. Please promise me in this new album you'll have some of those notes for us.
Thank you. You know what's so funny? I kind of like that too. I was totally goofing around. I was totally messing around. I was trying to do like an R&B note or one of these, like, you know, Marvin Gaye's or Barry White, you know. And I was kind of just like, yeah, that's so funny that you picked that note out of all of them. But, man, I love it. Yes, I will try my best to find a place to put that somewhere else on the record.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have any Christmas songs coming out this year, or that's just the one we're going to get?
I don't know. Nobody's asked us for one. You know, we kind of, like, come up with these cover songs for, like, 80s records, or, you know, we're coming out with an exclusive song for a video game coming up. But
oh, cool.
It's like one of those things where, you know, you kind of wait for the phone to ring on those things. You don't sit around and go, man, I know it's July or August now, but I'm really in the mood to sing some Jingle Bells. So it's so hot outside, I think that I'm going to write Jingle Bells.
That's amazing, because we experience, obviously, a Christmas in summer. So, yeah. You know, to us, we're listening to snow songs in summer. Anyway.
Now, do you don't celebrate, so you still celebrate Christmas, obviously, December 25th, right?
Yes, we do.
Water skiing or surfing or something? Is that like, hey, it's Christmas, let's go?
Yeah, a lot of people head to the beach, but some of us still have the European traditional roast dinner. And let me say, on some of our 40-degree Christmas days that we have had, not so pleasant.
Oh, no. So, but it's funny, it's like basically half the Christmas songs don't even apply to you.
No.
The weather outside is frightful.
Not really.
No, not well. It's no, I guess it's kind of, you know, but it's not, the fire is so delightful. You know.
Well, Stephen, our time is pretty much at an end, but I've got to say, I'm glad we finished talking about Christmas. That was wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Ending on a really high note.
Well, we can't wait to see you guys out here in September. Hopefully we'll get to catch up again, and all the best with playing and more.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.